Imagine discovering that everything you believe about how the world works is merely one arbitrary arrangement among countless possibilities. This jarring realization struck anthropologist Edward T. Hall, leading him to explore how culture isn't just what we see on the surface, language, food, customs, but the invisible programming that shapes our perception of reality itself. Culture functions like an unconscious operating system, governing our behavior in ways we rarely recognize until confronted with different patterns. Despite being written in 1976, this work remains startlingly relevant, consistently appearing on reading lists of tech CEOs and cultural thinkers who recognize its profound insights into human behavior. As global tensions rise and cultural misunderstandings threaten stability, understanding these hidden patterns offers a pathway beyond our unconscious limitations. Western civilization creates a paradox by glorifying fragmentary thinking while rejecting integration. Our cultural conditioning limits our mental capabilities, elevating linear logic above all other valid ways of thinking. This manifests in our institutions' rigid behavior, like when authorities obsessively pursued a healthy, self-sufficient dog on an uninhabited island, wasting resources on helicopter surveillance and capture attempts merely to satisfy administrative order. Americans operate in a monochronic time system, preferring rigid schedules and single tasks, unlike the polychronic cultures of Latin America and the Middle East, where relationships trump schedules and multiple activities coexist. We treat time as a tangible resource to be saved or spent, forgetting it's merely a learned construct that often disconnects us from our natural rhythms. 19th-century naturalists noted how humans and bowerbirds accelerate evolution through extensions. While most species evolve through genetic changes, bowerbirds create decorated bowers to attract mates, and humans develop tools, language, institutions, and technology as external adaptations. Extensions work through externalization and internalization. Cultures vary in what they externalize versus internalize. For example, Latin American sexual morality used physical barriers, while Northern Europeans relied on internal controls. These extensions let humans externalize and refine their mental processes. However, extension transference occurs when we confuse an extension with the process it extends. This manifests in education, where institutional teaching is mistaken for natural learning, or in technology becoming an end rather than a means to human development. Different cultures handle mechanical extensions distinctly. High-context societies with strong interpersonal bonds risk cultural disruption, while low-context, individualized cultures often integrate extensions more smoothly. The body reveals profound truths through movement patterns, particularly through synchrony, how people move together in conversation. Research has shown that humans synchronize their movements down to the smallest details during interaction. This synchrony extends beyond conscious awareness, even appearing in newborns and manifesting in synchronized brainwaves between conversing individuals. Cultural miscommunication occurs because people interpret their nonverbal patterns as universal when they are actually culturally determined. While some expressions, like smiles, may be innate, their interpretation depends on context and cultural understanding. Group synchrony appears everywhere, from children on playgrounds moving unconsciously to shared rhythms, to workers using continuous conversation to coordinate close physical labor. Unlike simplistic body language interpretations that assign specific meanings to isolated gestures, true nonverbal communication must always be read in context. These systems aren't superficial behaviors that can be consciously manipulated. They're interwoven with personality and society itself. In intercultural encounters, correctly reading verbal and nonverbal behavior is essential but difficult because behavioral systems connect directly to self-image. Have you ever noticed how uncomfortable it feels when someone stands too close or too far during conversation? That discomfort reveals your culturally programmed sense of proper interaction distance. Culture acts as a filter between humans and their environment, influencing what we perceive. Communication styles range from high context to low context along a spectrum. High context cultures, like Japan or China, embed meaning in physical context and shared understanding with minimal explicit messaging. Low context cultures, like American or German, rely on direct, explicit communication. China, despite its technological advancement, maintains its high context nature, exemplified by its context-dependent writing system. Language abstracts reality differently across cultures. English allows source-free statements, while Hopi requires speakers to indicate their information source. Western thinking's linear, idea-focused approach limits our ability to see multiple aspects simultaneously. Context level shapes all communication. Language becomes abbreviated in familiar settings, but requires precision in formal ones. High-context cultures, anchored in tradition, resist change more than low-context systems. This spectrum appears in daily life. Compare the implicit understanding among friends versus detailed explanations needed with strangers. American law operates as a low-context system, stripping evidence of background context, making it resemble gambling more than justice. French courts contrast this by allowing comprehensive testimony, including hearsay, to understand full circumstances. Japanese trials differ further, emphasizing context and contrition. All parties, accused, court, public, and victims, collaborate toward resolution rather than engaging in adversarial conflict typical of American courts. Cultural action chains, predictable behavior sequences, vary from casual to relentless. High-context cultures show strong commitment to completing these chains, approaching relationships cautiously. Low-context Americans more readily break chains, creating instability that disturbs those with different cultural expectations. Northern Europeans follow clear dispute escalation, from nonverbal cues through legal action to force. When different cultural patterns intersect, misunderstandings arise. In New Mexico, Anglo-Americans follow gradual escalation, while Spanish Americans skip verbal confrontation, moving directly from brooding to physical action, like property damage, using it as communication rather than a final resort. Our educational systems overemphasize verbal ability while neglecting other forms of intelligence. The common belief that thinking requires words remains unproven, with many examples of nonverbal thought in both humans and animals. Einstein himself processed information through physical and visual images of complete systems, later translating them into mathematics and words. People learn differently even within cultures, with professionals developing distinct modes. Psychiatrists excel verbally, architects think visually, designers process multidimensionally. Humans possess three integrated brains: the reptilian brainstem for vital functions, the limbic system for emotions, and the neocortex for symbolic behavior. Like a hologram, cultural memory remains whole even when partially disrupted. Changing one aspect affects the entire system. The ideal working group size of 8 to 12 people reflects our primate evolution. Larger groups create complexity where individuals become mere categories. Humans learn best through play and peer interaction, yet schools often replace this natural drive with external discipline. Identity forms through continuous separations and integrations, with culture determining how we draw boundaries. Western cultures emphasize individuals as basic units, while others prioritize families or lineages. Our greatest gift to each other is the opportunity to recognize our own cultural systems through interaction with different perspectives. In our divided world, survival may depend on understanding that what seems natural is often just one of many possible arrangements. Stepping beyond cultural programming deepens our understanding of both others and ourselves.